From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. More than 10 million California households have responded to the 2020 census, more than any other state. But as CAP Radio's Pauline Bartoloni tells us, California's enumerators are making a big push this month to get more people counted.
California officials are focused on roughly 1,000 census tracts that have low response rates and where people are hard to count because of language barriers or other obstacles.
Being counted really comes down to two things. It's about power and it's about money.
Didis Katagi directs the state census initiative. She says census numbers are used to determine political representation from D.C. all the way down to the city council level. And planners use the data to determine where to put hospitals, clinics, even grocery stores.
The school districts need that data to understand how do we plan to make sure that we have enough teachers and enough classrooms.
The deadline to respond to the census is September 30th. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartoloni.
Lawmakers passed a bill Monday that will allow formerly incarcerated people to pursue firefighting careers. If signed by Governor Gavin Newsom, AB 2147 will allow nonviolent offenders who've served in fire camps the chance to have their records cleared upon release. They need to successfully petition a judge and waive parole time, and then they can apply for an emergency medical technician's license. Currently, California law instructs agencies to deny EMT certification to people convicted of two or more felonies or who are on parole or probation. And a quick update on the fires still burning around the Bay Area. As of this afternoon, the SCU Lightning Complex fire burning east of San Jose is 72% contained. The LNU to the north surrounding Lake Berryessa is 76% contained. And the CZU fire in the Santa Cruz Mountains is still less than 50% contained. You can find more news online at KALW.org and keep up to date by subscribing to our Twitter and Facebook accounts. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.